So we are past the halfway point in the year, and last week we were going through it. It feels good to laugh. Yo, we're going through it, bro. Like, I don't know how you guys are feeling on your side, just in terms of the whole year and shit. Some people are like, I don't know, niggas, some people are enjoying themselves, some people are going through it. And that's not to say that if you're going through it, it doesn't mean that it means that you're having a bad year. But regardless, this me feeling like that and just being in the zone that I was in led me to think of what, first off, a tool that I've been using that's been working very well, that I was given by a homie of mine, and that, and just god damn it, where's my nigga, bro? I need to talk to this nigga. And that led me into thinking, you know, fuck it, this nigga need to come on the podcast. But before we get to this nigga, welcome to the Donkey's Best Friend Podcast. I am your host, Bobito, aka the Funk Soul Brother, aka Master B, aka Styles B, aka BMX. And you are listening to the 32nd, but I could be completely wrong. I'm not even going to check. 32nd episode of the podcast. Guys, to everybody who listened to this podcast, I am eternally grateful. It really, really means a lot for you guys to take out your time and just kick it with me and whoever my guest is. But today, you made a fucking good move. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, well done. Pat yourself on the back. DJ Khaled, you smart. Like, honestly, this was the day that you needed to be here. Because I got my nigga. He needs no introduction. I got my nigga Luka Kaptanovic. Woo!
Yo, 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 what is good? It's your boy Luka, aka Capsa, aka Original Mlu, aka the White Black Boy, aka, that's it, boy, that's it.
You are the original white black boy. I don't even know, bro. Like, you know, at first when I met you, bro, I didn't know if I could classify you. Before, I knew, because you know, like, when you're a kid in high school, bro, you don't know what these bitches mean, bro, these Doncic, Kaptanovic, these, you don't know what these surnames mean, like where they originate. So I'm like, this nigga, yeah. Like, so he's like us. He's a, yeah. He comes like it. He speaks like, yeah. Just wrote you off in my mind. Like, yeah, nah. This nigga kicks it with the niggas. He's Khaled, yeah. And then as you grow older and you're like, and I speak to you, obviously, you get some backgrounds. Like, nah, I'm Serbian, nigga. It's like, oh, so is that white? Or break it down for me.
That's what growing up in Ramburg and Ferndale does to you, bro.
That's true, dog.
Good old hoods back in the day. Wow. So what's good with you, homie? How are you? How have you been, man?
I gotta be real with you, bro. I'm way better.
Good.
As I said to you just before we even started, way better. Just kicking it with you. You always bring my levels and my energy up. But just in general, this week has been a better week. Last week was just one of those, I won't even say just last week, but probably over the last 2 weeks or so, bro. It's just like being one of those moments, bro, where it's like, it's hard to get out of bed, it's hard to like stay motivated, and like you still do what you gotta do, you still keep your head up, but everything is like you're fighting against a cloud above you, bro.
It's good to recognize it, though. It's good to recognize it and know what that is. Because a lot of us go through it, you know, everybody goes through that. We call them phases. Some people call it phases. Some people call it depression. Some people, you know, we like to put labels on things in the 21st century, but it is what it is, bro. We go through it. We do have those struggles. I've had them as well. You were having them now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's an up and down. Exactly. It's an up and down cycle. It continues. And I think it's just like building tools that help you get out of it. So one of them that you gave me that I really fuck with, bro. Really fuck with it, bro. Because sometimes, like, I'm an optimistic pessimist. But sometimes, like, I see myself in that way. Meaning that, like, I am in nature somebody who worries a lot and who is anxious about, like, a lot of shit. But I try and, like, logic my way through this shit. And then at the end of the day, like, logic will prevail that it ain't that big. You know what I mean? So it's like, you, like, at the end of the day,
it's an IQ versus EQ battle. You have to sometimes let your emotional intelligence you have to let it be. You don't do the logic thing, bro, because the logic thing is the one that fucks you up.
Well, that's the
logic
thing
is the one that says, nah, you're good, you're fine, homie. You have to do this, you're gonna get through it. Sometimes you have to let yourself feel that way, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So if you have to let your EQ leave. So it's gonna have to be one of them things where it's like, I ain't that good. I'm gonna let myself feel that way. I know that I ain't that good. Okay, now let me see what I can do to work on it. Sorry if you hear a background noise like snoring, farting, and stuff to my dog. It's not me, I promise.
Be like, do you have like,
but yeah,
like a homeless nigga just chilling, chilling in the crew, farting. Dogs are like homeless niggas though. Dogs are like homeless niggas exactly. That you just like took in, bro. Like, hey, this I feed this dude. Like, yeah, this nigga don't do shit. He's a bum, bro. He's a bum.
exactly. But you love him.
Yeah. But you're right, bro. You're right. I think that's something that I gotta catch a balance of. I think it's just part of being an adult, bro. Like you realize, like a lot of people, I was talking to a friend of mine last weekend, bro, about just the idea of glamorizing like depression and glamorizing, like there's a difference between recognizing that people go through shit, recognizing that you go through shit, and sharing these experiences amongst, like, me and you are very open about the fact that we battle with, like, just as anybody mental else does, and, we battle with our mental health, bro. Like, I wouldn't say, and that's the thing, bro, I'm not trying to have a fucking, what's the word, bro, not trying to have like a struggle battle with people. Like, yo, man, like, I have some, like, mental health issues that sometimes I have to deal with. And niggas will be like, oh, you don't even know, bro. Like, I once tried to kill myself. And it's like, yo, no.
Yeah,
no.
Are
you telling me this because you needed to tell me? Or are you telling me this because you're trying to minimize the shit I go through? Because that's not cool, bro. Like, we're not trying to debate it. So, like, the sharing of experiences and that kind of shit, I love that shit. But it's when people start, like glamorizing going through these experiences, like it's a I don't know how to explain, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, maybe help me out, Jeff.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You're 100% right, because it's become it's a weird one, you know, because it's a real thing. Mental health is something that everybody struggles with, maybe not everybody, but I think everybody, you know, everybody to an extent has their own mental health things, you know. Nobody's fucking perfect, dog. Nobody. So everybody struggles with it somehow. But the way we're being fed, spoon-fed everything through media, through like marketing, through fucking everything, bro, movies, stuff like that, how depression, you know, it's becoming like a mainstream thing. It's fine, it's good to get awareness, like, to it, but to like don't give it to me like that, you know, like
like even like not like like this is your girlfriend, but even just seeing a girl who really and I'm not putting this on women, it's just that we're two males who date woman, so it makes sense for me to put it on woman. But you ever been dating a girl that finds it attractive to be a mess, or she thinks like,
you know, dude, like, the fixer uppers,
like she like it's I don't know, but it's like one of those things that she's trying to like put on a front or show to me. I don't know how to explain it, bro, but
I know exactly what you mean.
You know exactly what I mean. Yeah. I hope you guys listening know what I mean.
Fixer upper girls, and it's cool, right? To an extent, it's I don't know. Okay, that's your personality, but you know, let me
let it not be all of you, bro. Like, especially like, you know, when you're in the courtship stage and whatever. Like, there's a whole lot of shit that people, and I think I play my role in this. But there's a whole lot of shit that people, it's like the front, it's like the what's his name, bro? You at the reception, dog, and seeing if you're gonna let you behind the doors, and, you know, let you back where the magic happens, bro. But for you see the beautiful receptionist, you know, everything's clean and whatever.
In the lobby of the hotel room, homie. You're getting in there, suitcases packed, you're getting ready to go up to the room, the penthouse suite, 100%. Waiting at the reception. That's it. I don't 100%. Know what you mean.
And when you get there, when you get back there, hopefully there's more to you than what I've seen, like, that got me, like, I don't know. It's like you get the hooks in somebody, and the hooks are not like sinister term. It's just like, somebody, you see a chick, you see a person that you want to be dating, or like something attracts you to this person. You start speaking to them, something hooks you. Like, you get the hook in you that's like, okay, hold on, I gotta pursue this. There's something. Maybe you see mutual attraction. There's a whole lot of things that could lead to this. But then you expect that after you go through this stage of, yo, okay, yeah, we hollering at each other, this is cute, whatever. When do I get to meet the real you? And if that never happens, then it's like constantly just like facade after facade after facade after facade. It's just like, yo, this ain't real, bro. This is not real.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I think it's a good thing. I'm a hella good judge of character now. Because I've been through it with them. I've been through it with them, with the ladies. I mean, with people in general.
Yeah, I don't know.
With people in general, I've been through it, you know? I've been through different situations. I've met so many different types of people. And now I think, like, I'm 27 now, and I think I'm a very, very good judge of character. So I don't even let it get to that point. You know what I mean? If I'm meeting a chick and we're going out and shit, I'm only going to give it one date, 2 days. That's it. On the second date, if I feel, we're either just going to make it clear what we want to do with each other, if we want to do that thing that we want to do, or we ain't going to do shit. And that's end of story. Peace.
I guess we're also at that age, bro. And it's a good thing that you brought up, like, you being a good judge of character. I think it plays into a role, or what plays a role in that specifically is that you are, would you count yourself as an introvert or an extrovert, bro?
That's a hella extrovert, bro.
That's what I was thinking, bro. Like, I was about to call you an extrovert, but I was like, what would this nigga
hella extrovert, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, you're like, still to this day, bro, like, you'll come up in a conversation. Like, you've been out in Serbia for years now, bro. Conversation with me. Like, I'll just be like, yo, and my nigga Luka, or whatever. And someone like, Luka who? Kaptonovich. Ah, that's my nigga. I'm like, what do you mean that's your nigga, dog? How you know this? I need papers, dog.
I move through them circles.
Everybody who knows you has like a real connection to you. Like, it's not just like, yo, like, yeah, I know of that nigga. It's like, I know this nigga for real, bro. Like, and yeah. I think it plays a role when you say you're a good judge of character, because you've actually taken the time to get to know people. Like, people can say they're a good judge of character, but as we're saying, bro, there's the facade, there's the front face that you meet with people, and then if you give people time, you kick it with people, you really, like, allow them to see you, people are normally more willing to let you see them, and I think you do that very well, and in that sense, you start picking up from early, bro. Like, I even see this sometimes, bro, especially at this age, bro. Like, you'll meet somebody, and within... Maybe not the first day, but maybe after a month of running into this person because of mutual friends or whatever, you're like, nah, I don't fuck with this nigga. I don't know you too well, but I can see that I don't fuck with you. I can see. And I'm not gonna, you know, like, you can just see it. Like, you, there's something with you, bro. My intuition's not wrong. And slowly but surely, proven right.
But let me ask you something. You said facade, right? For me,
yeah.
I don't know, bro, because it takes you obviously a little bit longer to get through that. I don't even, if I feel like there's a facade, I feel like even the slightest inch, bro, I don't give people an inch anymore. I don't give people nothing.
Do you think that has to play with, cause one of my niggas, I don't know if you remember, KH, Jesus, bro, I'm fucking up black people's names, yeah. Just all black people. Do you remember Neo Khotlakhomang?
Of course, man.
You remember
little homie in Russia? I love that guy.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. So I was talking to him about on the podcast about Russia, and he was breaking down because, you know, Russia. He was actually breaking down that Russia's like at the top of like Asia, like it's Eurasia or some shit. That's the area that it's known as. And he was breaking down how niggas in Russia are very closed off. Like, nobody's trying to smile and that kind of shit. It's the same thing in Serbia.
Serbia's hella friendly. People are mad friendly. People will help you with anything, bro. Anything. We were known as, because I don't know if it's still valid. We're known as one of the most friendly cities in the world, because people here will literally invite you to their homes to eat with their grandparents if you're a nice person. We're hella friendly people.
Okay, dope. Hella dope. Friendly. So then we're like, cause you've never not you've and maybe it's just we always had like a connection. Mm-hmm. You know, I was not gonna phrase it that way. Be like, as I was talking, I was like, man, is that the right word you wanna use? I was like, hey, bro, stop being
a bitch. No, we're homies, bro.
You've had exactly. And maybe I don't see how you interact with people who you don't have that connection with. You get me?
Yeah, so that's
like,
fair enough.
Maybe
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
seeing when you see somebody, you're like, nah, fuck that nigga, bro. The nigga's weird.
If I'm chilling, let's say, me and the homies, we're meeting up with some people, we're going, whatever, drinking to a club or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we meet and there's some motherfucker there in the group who I don't like. I'll play it cool. I'm not going to be a dickhead. I'm not going to be like, hey, I do not like you. Fuck off. Get out of my personal space. Nah, I ain't like that. We can be cool. Yeah. All right. Dap me up, bro.
Dap me up.
We can go, but we ain't chilling. Like, I ain't going to take time and effort for you. Fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, I used to give people time and effort. I used to give them space. I used to give people too much, homie. Like, everybody. I used to give people way too much. And I'm done with that.
Everybody, and that's the thing, bro. You get caught. First off, I think it's a good thing. I'm very much the same now. But I also think to myself, like, is it like fatigue from giving the wrong people energy? Like giving the wrong people your time?
Nah, or is maturity, it just, homie.
Exactly. That's where I kind of land to as well. Like, we've gotten to a point where we're at it, like, screw the age, bro, but just experience and also just what we want to do. We use our time better. It's more so how am I utilizing my time for my benefit and the benefit of those I care about. Like,
time,
when you think about that, bro, like, there's very little time to be getting to know new motherfuckers. Just like, it's not even a mean or like swag thing. It's just, yo, I don't have the time to be getting to find out, or to be even taking our time to find out if you're somebody I'm willing to give time. The time that I have already is limited, and I have to make time for things that matter for me and for people that I care about.
But you're being too nice, bro. You're being too nice. I ain't gonna give you. I have the time, but I ain't gonna give it to you. We have to respect ourselves enough to say you ain't worthy of my time.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how we feel. End of. You know what I'm saying?
100%. But the thing is, it's that important. Like, I saw, and I hate fucking using meme. You know when you see a meme and you're like, man, I agree with that, bro. And like, it sticks with you. it's like memes are the new fortune cookies, bro. Like, motherfuckers see a fortune cookie and they're like, yeah, they pin it on the wall and they're like, yo, no new friends. And they go around like fortune cookie wisdom, bro.
<That's> like yeah, exactly. Now, bro. Yo, times have changed. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Bruh, that actually pissed me. Like, I was actually, so I told you, I just came from the shop and I was looking for, like, it's irrelevant completely. But I was looking for a Chinese spot, like, that's open. And, like, all the Chinese spots that used to be around, like, are gone, bruh. Like, from 2019 to now.
Shit.
Like, I'm sure if I went further, I would have found one. But I was like, nah, I'm not doing this. But anyway.
I ain't driving further.
Nah. Especially my stomach was giving me, I was telling you, bro, my stomach
was
giving
me. I was going to say.
You need to get home, bro.
Driving with them demons is a nightmare, homie. Shit.
But yeah, bro, I was, what was I saying, bro? I was saying something along the lines. Is that a cat? No, that's a dog.
That's my homie, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
I don't have cats. I'm allergic to cats.
Wait, what did you say about cats?
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, I just don't.
Hella allergic, bro.
I just don't fuck with cats.
I fuck with all animals, bro. Animals are better than people. People are shitty.
Yeah, we spoke about this the other day, bro. Like, you know, I was thinking, bro, like, how many people do you think over the past month you've let's take away from colleagues and work interactions, career interactions, that kind of
very little.
How many people do you think you've interacted with? Very little.
Fuck, bro. I think I can count them on one hand, dude. I couldn't give you a number, but I think I can count them on one hand.
That's probably maybe. Me as well. If I'm
honest, bro, I think I can count them on one hand. Yeah,
not even in person, bro. If I'm even
hold thinking, up, actually, it's not really fair, bro. It's been my birthday, so.
When was your birthday? Oh, fuck, when was your birthday?
15th of June.
Oh, god damn it, happy belated, man. No, wait, I wished you. Well, I did wish
you. You wish me happy birthday, bro. Bro, to be honest, listen. I don't fret none of that shit. I don't care, bro.
People are
like, oh, you should care. Who? I don't give a shit. I don't wish anybody happy birthday because I got so many people I have to wish happy birthday. I couldn't remember my mom's birthday is in 2 days. I wouldn't remember it if it ain't in my fucking calendar, bro. My memory's gone to
well,
shit.
That's the thing, bro. If I don't see your birthday on Facebook, and even if I see your birthday on Facebook,
I didn't get Facebook off my phone.
I don't have I've got Facebook.
So I saw your birthday either on Facebook or Instagram, one of the two. But my thing of it is, like, on birthdays, first off, I don't give a fuck if people wish me on my birthday. That's number one.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's not something I put much still in. Like, my thing to do for my birthday is to, like, a tradition I have is to buy myself some really cool cereal. And that's it. That's my birthday. Some, that's like, a different I cereal like that I have tradition. Never tried. I buy that like the day before, or if I forget, then I buy it on the day of my birthday, especially because we're working from home now. It's just like I quickly run out, get some cereal, come back, all the cereal milk, that. And then while I'm working or whatever, I can chow my cereal. But that's me, bro. That's it. I was just seeing now on Instagram, I don't know if you know him, and chances are you fucking do, Anela, he's on fucking Survivor. No, you don't. Never mind.
From where? From where?
Cares. Went to Kez.
Kez. Anele.
Anela.
Anela.
Really big Anele. Ass nigga, bro. Like, nigga looks like a train, bro. Like a train moving at you, bro. Like, just a large nigga, bro. It's called Smash. He's nicknamed Smash.
Anela Majozi. Oh. There you go. Yeah. I know of him. Yeah. Know him.
So this nigga posted some cereal. That's the only reason why he's relevant. He posted some cereal now, and it was like 210 rand. And he was like, come on.
Is that a lot, bro? Now.
210 rand? That's a lot for cereal.
I don't know, bro.
You've been gone for so long. Like, you went from Miami to Ibiza. You didn't come back to SA.
No. I went.
How did it go?
Just a quick tangent. So South Africa, Miami, North Carolina, Serbia, Ibiza, Serbia, cruise ship, Serbia.
Okay. How was working on the cruise ships, bro? I've got a nigga. I think I told you.
That was buck, bro. I lost my health on the cruise ship, bro. And that shit ain't for me.
How so? Like what?
Dude, it's just a moving orgy. Like for me, honestly, it was a moving orgy.
Like the
orgy,
boat,
bro.
Like the boat's like moving, and it's just an orgy. Yeah, that's bro.
It was wild. It was so much work, bro. Like 14 to 16 hour days on your feet serving.
That's what I've heard, bro. And you also wild. Like from what I've heard, it's like your second class. Like the whole time you're working, like you're treated in that kind of way. Like
depends what
job you
are. Yeah.
To be seen. Like they out here on this yacht or whatever. So literally, like as soon as they.
Oh, yacht is different to cruise ship.
Cruise ships. Okay.
If I was on a yacht, bro, I'd be living life. The yacht is sick.
Well, that's the thing. I heard my niggas who've worked on yachts say like, yo, bro, it like it's demeaning kind of, bro, because yeah, you're doing like cleaning and shit like that, but it's like, yo, like if the family or like the people who've rented.
Oh, they're black. I'm just asking. I'm asking for a reason.
No, they're not.
Okay.
But it would seem that way, bro.
Oh yeah, because I don't know.
It fits the racism like banner. Like, okay, wait, you're treating niggas.
Yeah, most definitely,
like,
bro. Rich white people.
You don't want to hear or see niggas. You don't want to hear or see people. This sounds like black. Like you're trying to treat people like black people.
Bro,
rich
white people working on a yacht.
Exactly. So, one of my niggas who's actually worked his way all the way up to being a what's his name? First mate. And I think he's doing his captain badges and that kind of shit.
Shit, nice.
Not I think, he is. Like, that's... So, when he first went, bro, he was also telling us the same shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, 14, 16 hours, like, crazy hours of work. But the thing, that, like, that kind of shit, like, yeah, it's hectic. But you can imagine that, like, many, many manual labor jobs, especially at the beginning, it's kind of the shit you can expect.
Like, yeah.
Especially for the amount of money you get paid on the yachts. Like, it's not small money, bro. It's like decent.
No, on yachts, it's not.
Yeah.
On yachts, it's good
cruise
money,
ships,
bro.
It's different.
Cruise ships is different. I don't know. I couldn't tell you a yacht pay, but cruise ship pay for what I was doing. I was like a head waiter in the restaurant, and I was banking like, shit, two and a half bags, US dollars.
Yeah. A month?
Yeah,
that's
a month.
Still
a month,
fucking
which is
solid,
shit, bro. That's shit, bro.
Well,
compared
if
to
I'm
what
comparing
other people
in rand,
are...
if I'm comparing in rand,
yeah, nah,
yeah,
nah,
but
nah,
obviously
okay.
At that time, oh, this was not North Carolina. This was off Miami, off the coast of Miami. No, wait, what am I saying?
Bro? No. This is cruise ship, homie.
This is cruise ship. So cruise ship from where to where?
or like
a cruise ship or Mediterranean.
Mediterranean, okay, cool.
Yeah, Mediterranean.
You're getting paid in dollars, but you're spending in euros, right?
Nah, spending it. Yes. Yes, that's correct. I was spending in euros, but I was spending with my card, bro. So, like,
yeah.
So one of them things. I was not careful at all, bro. Yeah. I was not careful. I was horrible with my money. Horrid.
But we've spoken about. But that's the thing, bro. We've spoken about this, but it might be a great tangent to go on. This is anyone listening. This is how conversations go, bro. We could keep this running for 2-3 hours. We'll see.
Me and Bobo can speak for like 7 hours. I'm serious. This is no joke.
But we've discussed this, bro. The fact of like growing into like being wiser with money, and also being like not even just wiser with the money you earn and how you spend it, but also like how you build future money and how like you look at money differently. Like when I first started working and I was earning like whatever I was earning, I was thinking to myself, yo bruh, like I used to think to myself, like especially like being that young, like yo, this like what is out there for me to do? Yeah. Like, cause I'm earning this money, and if I look at all my debit orders and like commitments, there's still this like gap of money that can just be spent in my mind. Spent. So what kind of shit have I always wanted to do or never had the chance to do? Now, if I had been smarter even in that, I would have been going on trips. I would have been doing shit that I really have never done. But in actuality, I ended up doing menial shit that, like, you know, like when you're walking around and you're just like, hey, man, I never could afford that. Like, just that. I never could afford that. I want that.
I want that now.
They told me I couldn't
I'm gonna
get
do
it.
This for myself. Yeah.
Treat myself.
My mama
said,
no, I'm going to get this shit.
Exactly. Oh, bro. Exactly. And now, like, the older, and I hate associating age with wisdom, but at the same time, it's very...
Don't, bro. It's very correlated.
It is, bro. I mean, it has to be, bro. Like, you know why I dislike it? Because everybody matures at different ages, different speeds.
Different times.
Doing their own journey, whatever, all that kind of shit. But if we're looking at it on average, bro... Most people who are younger don't know shit.
People
still look at us like we don't know shit, but we know a bit at this point.
We
don't know, like, we only speak about...
We've dipped our feet in.
Yeah. We got a bit of experience, you know, out here. But we also speak about still getting game from people older than us. And that's
game. Of course, bro, but that's what it's about.
100%. 100%. It's like they get this game, like people get this game, like whether it be financial game, like wisdom, whether it be relationship wisdom, whether it be what else, bro? We talk about finances, relationships.
Yeah.
What are wisdom?
Finance, relationships, spiritual, mental health. You know what I mean? Everything.
Well, yeah, spiritually, my nigga. Like, just
where am I at spiritually?
It's a very broad question.
I don't know, bro.
But I'm gonna leave it
to you.
It's
a very broad question.
It's a very broad question. So
spiritually and religiously, I am familiarly Christian Orthodox, right?
Okay. So,
and we're very, very Christian Orthodox in this country. Yeah. Now I'm like a little bit of a different wavelength. I don't really fuck with organized religion like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. I believe it's... organized religion is fucked up. Faith is a very different thing.
100%,
and I'm faithful. 100%. And I believe in something, you know, something
power
out there that's bigger than us, stronger than us there, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's just too much information for us to believe that there's, you know, in my opinion.
That's the thing,
again,
bro, that's
disclaimer,
the thing.
In my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever people believe in, I respect 100%. Whatever people, you know, whatever they believe in, I respect 100%. Because having a belief is very, very strong, and believing in something bigger than you and stronger than you is something that can never be taken away from you. You know,
bro,
what
that's
I mean?
one of the biggest things that, like, so first off, let me say I agree with you, bro. Like, as much as you can agree with somebody that in this kind of realm, like we're speaking about ideologies and like religions, exactly, whatever. So but I'm also very much like I was raised Methodist, but I was baptized Catholic, yeah. And I was like in between churches, but for the better part of my life up until this point, maybe not at this point, what, I'm 27 now, we're getting to the point where I've probably been an agnostic believer, or I've probably been agnostic for as long as I was religious.
What's agnostic?
Agnostic is what you are, nigga.
Oh,
you believe in higher
the label
power.
Thing. Yeah. The label thing kills me, bro. Labeling anything in this fucking 21st century.
It's difficult,
kills me.
Bro. That's the thing, bro. Agnostic, like, even, right. Like, yeah. So agnostic.
I ain't dumb, motherfuckers. I just didn't know that. I. Well, actually, fuck. Nah, yeah, I knew that. Up, I was bro. Just testing Bobo. Fuck you guys.
Hold up. I'm gonna read out the actual. Wait. Before I actually read out the definition, I haven't Googled it yet. But agnostic is basically believing in a higher power, but not really cool. Having a pinpoint of religion on that that higher power, a specific belief system. So let me. That's how I look at it. And let me see if I'm right. Because you know, bro, these fucking definitions change every day, bro. I could be wrong, bro. Okay, so agnostic. A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God. So I don't know if
the
that...
view.
What are you reading?
Agnosticism is the view that the existence of God, the divine or supernatural, is not certainly known. If the question is, does God exist? Yes, would simply imply theism, and no would imply atheism. I'm not sure would apply agnosticism. So I think I can say that.
I'm closer to that than I am to it doesn't exist and it does exist, because I'm firmly of the belief that, like, as firm as somebody who believes this can be, jeez, man, so many, like, I believe
it's very difficult to not have. Sorry, it's very difficult to not have a belief, not be like, oh, I'm Christian Orthodox, or I'm Catholic, or I'm atheist. It's very difficult to be in the middle, like where you are.
Then, bruh? It's like, so what is the point of all of this? If there's nothing, if this is all like chance, like I don't even want to just say science, but like, if all of this, the beginning of everything, of time, space, all of this shit, bro, the Marvel Universe and the multiverse and all that bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if all of this is just by chance, bro, and there's no purpose to any of this, and there's no divine plan, maybe not even a divine plan, but none of this was started for a purpose or for some, like, greater meaning, then why was it? My brain, and maybe it's just my human, like, lack of understanding, but it cannot understand something having no purpose.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that the purpose, like, Christianity's, or let me rather say religion, most religions, and this is just me looking at it from a Christian point of view, and I was having this conversation, I can't remember who it was with, but it's like, we were created to worship, or to give thanks for our creation. Like, that is like our if you break it down, like, there's somebody who created all of us, the Father, the Son, the Holy Trinity, and the Holy Spirit. They created us, and if you go through the Old Testament, New Testament, we're not supposed to go through all this in this depth, but basically that is the answer to the question of why are we here. It's the biggest question that's being asked, like, in the sense of religion, why are we here? And that's their answer. And then the atheist answer is, we're here because we are here. And science has put, we've been put here through, the Big Bang. And it's just been evolution. Yeah. And we've gotten to this point. And we will continue to evolve. And there might be other life or whatever. We're just finding answers to practical scenarios and, like, real, like, the questions that we have, science is trying to answer through, like, evidence-based they were trying to find evidence
for these
theological questions. And that's cool as well. You bring me new evidence, I look at it from my non-scientific mind, and I'm like, alright, cool, I guess that makes sense. But at the same time, at this point, I just gotta believe that there's a purpose. That's as simple as it is, bro. And then I think I lean on Christianity even as I like the more like organized part of it, I like kind of look away from, like, that's got nothing to do with me. I'm also look at the values. The values are good, bro. Like, the values of a Christian man, the values of a Muslim man, the values of a Buddhist man. Like, I'm not saying the like, I pick and choose, and I feel like I'm entitled to do that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying,
absolutely you are, bro. Yeah,
like, yo, Christianity says gays aren't to be fucked with. Okay, well then fuck you. I'm not taking that. I'm not listening to that.
Fuck but, that. Yeah. Like, no,
treat
no,
your
no.
neighbor as you treat yourself. Yeah, for sure. 100%. I agree with you. I agree with you. Like, don't cover.
Hundo, bro. But yeah, then, yeah. Try not then to. Again, I feel like even if you didn't read, like, let's say none of them existed. The yeah. Bibles and stuff. Let's say none of them existed.
Yeah.
And values per se were very different. I think those would still be values in society, societal values. I think they
you
would
think
still
so?
Be kind to your neighbor. Yeah, bro, because I just don't think that, I don't know, it just seems logic. The logic would prevail, because if you kill your neighbor, you're in trouble because your neighbor's friend is going to kill you. Let's go back
yeah,
to
yeah,
Stone
yeah,
Age.
Yeah.
But neighbor's think... his neighbor's friend or family is going to kill you. So let's be friendly
how
to
many,
each other instead
how
of killing
many
each
people,
other.
How many people are able to think beyond themselves, or to think at that level? And maybe at this point, because we've got so much information at our fingertips, that it's very easy to see the consequences of actions and historical consequences of actions. But the first people, or at least the first civilizations, I don't think that they'd have enough evidence to know that, okay, like, let's say you live in a village, bro. Your village is your village, and that's just it.
Yeah.
And the next, like, you've got a neighbor there, and you, fuck it, you want your neighbor's sheep. So fuck it, I'm gonna kill my neighbor.
Yeah.
And then something happens.
Or I'm gonna steal his sheep, just steal his sheep.
I'm gonna steal his sheep. And he comes through like, yo, why'd you steal my sheep? It's like, I wanted the sheep. And you get into a war or fight or whatever. Look, moral
okay,
of the
so then
story,
we go into
I think,
emotion, yeah.
I think it would take... I think, let's say, out of 20 people, there'd be one person who would be able to look at it and be like, wait. If you steal his sheep, logically, he's going to want his sheep back, and there's going to be conflict. Whereas, if you or his sheep and another sheep can mate and create another sheep, and once that sheep is done mating or whatever, and they create a system that we know now in, like, farming and, like, that kind of shit, whereas, okay, or keeping livestock or whatever... But it would take one person to be like, wait, this is, like, work for the greater good of the community.
Logic. Okay, so let me ask
so
you something.
I think
let me
you're
ask
right,
you something.
Bro. Yeah. What do you
let say? Me ask you something now. You yeah. So what you just said, why didn't they do the logical thing? Is like, that's how we're still living, bro. War. Like, war. Why do we kill each other? You know what I mean? Why, like, no
I think
point
because
in that.
Everyone, like, I'm not gonna say like
so we still
a
little bit
war, bro.
Nah no I don't mean no I don't mean religion. I'm talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
common
yeah.
sense
no no, no I was sense. I was I'm telling myself
like,
that I wasn't saying you were saying that but anyway
I would say about 80% sorry religion
yeah,
is the cause
mean...
of war nah, maybe even more actually but yeah I don't really want to get into politics and stuff, but all I'm saying is like sometimes logic, I think logic from back in the day, if we didn't have pointers, if we didn't have Bibles or scriptures to tell us what values were, I think logic would prevail and people would learn it. Maybe over a longer period, it would take them a little bit longer. But eventually, because of just, I think the brain just evolves. You've got Ugg and Pug, two dumb stone men, or back in the day, those guys just don't know anything. You know, classic hunter-gatherers, whatever, everything, regular.
Yeah,
they're living to survive.
Yeah.
And then they... moving into the Bronze Age, and then I don't really know the ages. I'm just making them up like
yeah,
on that video
just,
game.
Yeah,
but I remember Bronze Age, Iron Age, exactly.
Hold on,
we ain't here
on.
For the facts.
Real quick,
I ain't no fucking
sorry,
scientist.
Guys, if you're listening and you think that we're here to provide you guys with facts, you're sorely mistaken.
Sorely mistaken. Fuck out of here, then.
Anyway, continue. You say with the ages
so,
going through time, yeah.
Exactly, going through time and age, they would naturally evolve. They didn't need. Scripture for I mean the values from scripture before then,
you know
values existed before that as well.
I feel like you're right, bro. Like at the very least I just had to
I think
because I was thinking to myself like as you were speaking and just as I was even saying like yo like you needed religion at the beginning at least to provide these people with some direction. It was like yo like do you need religion for that? And maybe the problems we're going through in our societies now are due to the fact that people were not trusted, or society was not trusted to govern themselves. And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
This is from my perspective, seeing religion, or at least organized religion, as a way to control masses of population. Now, this is just 100%. My crackpot theory. And you don't have to believe me. You don't have to. I'm not even trying to get you to believe me. Just my understanding of people. And just like, you have to tell people that there's a big person above watching to make sure that you guys don't do bullshit shit. Because I am proven constantly, even through my own behavior, like as a younger man, and still to this day in some ways, I'm grateful that it's not to the level as a younger man, but you behave in ways that perhaps you would prefer not to, or it would be better if you didn't for both you and society as a whole, but you still behave in that way because you're selfish.
Absolutely.
So I think there are innately good people who have never, and I'd like to think that they, let me rather say, I'd like to think that they are innately good people who have just never, like, pure people. I don't think that's, like, I'd like to think that they are, but some part of me, and I think I might be projecting, but some part of me is just like, no, bro.
Ain't the fuck out of here, bro. Let's just be honest. Ain't no innately pure people. Shit, even innately pure people have bad thoughts, bro.
Yeah. But maybe they don't act on them. Maybe they don't. Acted on them.
I haven't acted on all my bad thoughts. Otherwise, I'd be in jail for life, bro.
Yeah, 100%. Likewise. Like that. That's sometimes, like, I give myself a little pat on the back. Like, hey, bro, you didn't do that at the very.
No, I don't even give myself a pat on the back. I'm just like, so 800 years of prison or freedom.
Yeah, but at the same time, hey, man, you know, you did that or you didn't do that. Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, you didn't do that. I get that. Shit.
Fuck, bro. It's crazy how we look at society, bro. Like society,
dude.
Just how it's twisted. It, like, you know what's interesting that this lockdown has shown me, bro.
Yes, we have to talk about that. Like, sorry. What the fuck, Wagwan, with the, I understand the protests, the what happened in South Africa, the rioting, but I don't understand it at the same time.
So let me ask,
is it over? Because
I've got so, like, that's the thing, bro. It's like a big part of, like, what, how I think a lot of people that at least I'm in contact with, like, bro, we grew up, like, as much as maybe we were not the wealthiest of people, but we were not like the majority of South Africa, bro. We grew up with quite a bit of opportunity, and we
we were both middle class. Happily say we're both middle class people. Yeah.
100%. And obviously, like, with most middle class people, there is still this dissatisfaction. Like, there's still this, you want more. You see that there is more available and you want more. You don't know why, but you just feel like maybe it's subconscious messages and whatever. But I'm getting off topic. The point was that most of the people I'm in contact with were not actually impacted to a great deal by these, or at least not directly. Like, it wasn't somebody who I know's store that was burnt down. It wasn't somebody who I know whose community was looting, and maybe they are. So what? Let me break it down for you, like, through this way. So Zuma went to jail.
Yeah.
And after he went to jail, isolated events, or what seemed to be isolated events of protests, arose around him going to jail, free Zuma, and that kind of shit. And this, I don't know if it was the catalyst, but very soon afterwards, looting began. Now, personally, I feel that those can be mutually exclusive. I don't think that they are completely, but I think that the people who, like, you know, when a protest happened, and most of the protests in South Africa, maybe not to this degree, especially definitely not to this degree, especially for years, but the Fees Must Fall protest, there was looting.
Yeah.
What other protests recently that have happened? I think most protests that happen, looting occurs, maybe not to this scale. So I think in the chaos of looting, of the protests, they were opportunists. Now,
absolutely, that's what I'm gonna say.
I don't mean everybody who's looting was an opportunist. If your opportunist, if like, so what I see as a pure opportunist within the looting is that, like, you didn't need to loot to get your next meal. You looted for gain, like for real gain. Not like
for flat screen, just put it simple, for a flat screen TV.
Yeah, some people were looting like just to enrich their lives and like to enrich their luxuries. And where some people, like, some people were looting because, bro, it's being fucked up out here, bro. And that's the thing. I can only
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's being fucked up, bro. It's being fucked up out here, bro. People have been losing their jobs. People have not been getting their grants. And even the grants that they do get are not sufficient to provide for their families or for a family or for people. Like, people can't live on the government's assistance, but they're also restricting how they can work. Like, imagine how many people, you've worked as a waiter, I've worked as a bartender, and as a waiter, like when I was in high school. But like, if you don't, if you're not in the store, if you're not in the restaurant, if you're not in the bar, like if the bar is doing takeaways and shit like that, you do not get paid.
No, of course not.
A lot of people are in, like, a lot, like, that's just one industry, like the restauranting industry, and like that's, people are just not eating. And a lot of people, this is over like 18 months now, bro. Like,
so I know, dog.
I'm in a position where I can work from home.
Same. Ooh.
Like, I get paid, I work from home, dope. But even, like, let me not say even me. So there's a lot of people who have, for the longest time, just had to make do and make it work and just figure shit out and just try for the longest time, bro. And then yet again, we'll put into another lockdown. Now, personally, I was like, I think the biggest part for me, and this is where the privilege comes in, is like just things that would allow me to cope with the whole pandemic and everything. Shit like going away, shit like small luxuries that allow you to take your mind off the situation that we find ourselves in. Not even just that, but just over 18 months we've been in a shift of like how we live our day-to-day lives, and this is worldwide, it's not just us, but that's
probably exactly societal shift.
Exactly, that's from my privileged point of view. But then you get people who are literally like, they want to eat, bro. They want to eat, they want to feed their family. So that's where the looting really picked up. Like, I think a lot of people took it as an opportunity to provide for their families, to get to stock up on groceries, stock up. But then it also became an opportunity to take out frustrations, because people were also looting alcohol, because like alcohol is not being sold in South Africa. So people were looting liquor stores, and we know in South Africa, like, my mom works at a government hospital, and she knows, bro. Like, people in the township, people in underprivileged areas in South Africa, what they do best is drink, and what they do when they drink.
Yeah.
And I'm saying not everybody. I'm not like, but like, it's a matter of fact that in every country, most countries, that people who are poor use substance abuse as a way, or people who are not even just poor, people who are impoverished use substance abuse as a way to cope with the fact that, like, there's a hopelessness. And
that's facts.
This, as we all know, substance abuse can lead to violence, can lead to just alcohol poisoning, a whole lot of shit that can put you in hospital and just put further pressure on your situation and your people and whatever. So when people are drinking and people are fed up and people are hungry and they're in the streets in groves, of course shit's gonna burn, bro. Of course.
Yeah.
So
absolutely,
like, I don't know, bro. But to say, to give you a simple answer, it has, like, when the military arrived, and that's the fun, that's also an interesting thing.
4 days late.
Yeah, like, people's shops were already burnt, and they were apparently, I'm going to say this again, apparently, they were showing up at places that had already been looted. Like, they were rocking up, like, yo.
Yeah, South African organization, bro. I ain't got shit to say about that.
Yeah. But then, like, all over, like, the country, like,
cops were looting, that
are currently still being looted, or were being looted at the time. Like, they were nowhere to be seen. Police presence, nowhere to be seen. Military presence, nowhere to be seen. And then afterwards, like, now that it's dying down, they're going through the townships and underprivileged areas and storming people's cribs. And if you have, like, new shit that you don't have, like, receipts for, they're taking it. So yeah, bro. Yeah. Like mainly, I mean, I saw a report or like a statement from Fitch's, which is like one of the rating agencies, and yeah. They've said that the looting, they do not expect the looting to have a really large impact on South Africa's economic future, which is a good like at the very least in this like what's the word, bro? Like very
climate
and just at least we don't have to worry like about that.
But I don't know.
I think
it will have an impact, Tommy.
For sure.
Impact. They can't, that rating agency can't tell you right now, hey, listen, guys, for the next 20 years, we're going to be in economic turmoil. I'm not going to say it is going to be for 20 years. I'm not going to say it's going to be for 5 years. I have no fucking idea. But yeah, I think it's probably.
I think
stores might be pulling out of the country. Companies might pull out of the country, possibly. Well,
that was my initial fear, but, bro. Like we're already a country that's seeing a lot of economic instability, record high unemployment, and now we're seeing civil unrest at a degree that we haven't seen for years. Paint a picture that doesn't paint
frustration. For me, looking as an outsider, bro, I didn't know what to make of it, right? I was first shocked at like, what the fuck is going on? Why is looting? I saw some of my friends who have, you know, restaurants and stuff in South Africa. They were like protecting their own, you know?
Yeah.
They were protecting, doing like whatever they could.
With guns. 100%. Like, yo, you're not looting.
But then I want to understand the other side, because I'm always a person I always want to hear the other side and why. So yes. Like you said, I saw opportunists. Because shit, bro, who don't want a new TV? I want a new TV. Yeah, my shit's fucked up right now. I wouldn't go and do it. I am a little bit ghetto, but I wouldn't go and do it. Disclaimer, I wouldn't go and do it.
Yeah. I get but you, it's bro. Like, but the thought would occur to you that like
the thought would cross my mind like, instantly, yo, bro. Come on.
At the end of the day, it's like yo.
But
yo.
At the end of the day, my morals would take over since I'm a little older. Back in the day, I would have done it. Back in the day, I would have stolen shit.
But that's the thing. We're grown men, bro. I was speaking to somebody recently that was like, nah, they wish they had gone looting, or like the only reason they didn't go looting is because like I can't remember, but basically the moral like dilemma never occurred to them that it's a wrong thing to do. Like it's wrong.
Are those people middle class or rich?
Middle
people?
Class. That's what pissed me off. But at the same time,
they wouldn't do it. They're scared. They wouldn't do it, bro.
Yeah. No, but that's the thing. So. Yeah, you know what? Let's not even get too deep into that. But moral of the story is like, you gotta just wonder. Like, it's basically what we were talking about earlier, even, bro. Like, people are like, I think it's a big thing with South Africa, bro. Like, I don't know if I hope it's not like this in the rest of the world. Because, like, I was gonna say, I hope it is, but at the same time, I don't, bro. I hope that people in the rest of the world are less... I don't know, bro. Like, one of the big issues that I have is that our leadership do not show any form of moral...
Or leadership.
Moral fiber, moral leadership. They make it all right to behave in a way that you protect and go and... Like, your interests come first, regardless of the impact that it has on future generations, on the community. Yeah. It doesn't matter. If I want to eat, I
absolutely
eat. And when our leadership shows that kind of disregard for the country and for their civil duty and responsibility, then of course the people you're leading are not going to have that civil responsibility, that social responsibility, that moral fiber. Like, they're not going to have it. We're not gonna have it. Like, some of us will, and I say some of us very loosely, because I feel I've always had a certain degree of moral compass, but the more you see what goes on in the country, like especially as a young man, especially, bro, Zuma was a president of the country when we were at probably the most critical part of our development, your high school teenage years, and you see that the president of the country is a rapist, he's a and again, disclaimer, not where you get
apparent
all of that shit. Apparently he was found innocent, found innocent. The case was thrown out or some shit like that. But he was innocent of that. But I'm just saying that he's being tried for rape. He's being tried for corruption. He's being tried for fraud. He's being tried for manipulation. All of these things.
And yeah.
You see him consistently escaping responsibility, escaping accountability. And
yeah.
You see a cabinet protecting him, like as a shield. And you constantly see these other people, the DA and these other parties, like, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And constantly it's met with year after year or election after election of the same party winning.
By majority. Same shit here in Serbia, homie.
So it's that's the thing, bro.
Exactly.
I think it's like that everywhere, bro. Like,
yeah. The moral fiber of the world. Yeah.
What the country?
I guess the US is most democratic.
Yeah, but their democracy, like, let me.
Their democracy is just upside down, bro.
People have learned how to play their democracy to be.
Yeah.
It's like it's democratic in it is democratic, but people have learned how to manipulate the people.
Yeah, I'm a politics.
Yeah,
but when it comes to leadership of a country and corruption, my country's corruption and leadership is also very on thin ice, homie, and has been for the past fucking forever, bro.
Would you say that's like an Eastern European thing, or
it's a Balkan thing, bro.
Balkan thing. So how did that begin, bro?
Corruption in the beginning. I don't know, brother. I do not. I can't. I don't want to spit some story that's just complete bullshit. But I think ever since we used to have be a kingdom, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we became a socialist republic, that's apparently the golden years. So Tito.
Oh, so that was under the Soviet Union.
No, it was it was Yugoslavia.
Okay.
As in all of the countries that were in most of them, Eastern European countries were one country.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was Yugoslavia. That's when it was a socialist republic.
Mm-hmm.
I compared the most to communism. I fucking hate communism and socialism. I don't really like that stuff. Freedom of choice and stuff isn't really there. But everybody had everything. Everybody's way of life was normal and good and happy. In inverted commas, you weren't really allowed to be.
You had your
business. You're religious and stuff.
Yeah.
You had to. You couldn't have like your religious stuff on the wall. You could only have a picture of Tito. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of the.
That's
of
like
the
that socialism. Yeah, of the leadership. They used to be very organized, and it was very good in an organizational leadership aspect. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And after that, that's when just corruption just began. Every single person that's been in the country's leadership, the politics has been corrupt. Every single one.
I mean, I think that's kind of what like these kind of governance, like, and I don't want to get it too much into detail on that kind of shit, but these kind of governance statutes, you can't even call them statutes, more, what are they called, bro?
Governance systems, what?
Guidelines. Yeah. So like there's these like corporate governance governance of a nation guidelines that, yo, this is how the structure of the company countries should be run. Like the UN will have guidelines on how like power should be who power should be accountable to, how to audit the government to make sure that they're spending the right ways or whatever. And I feel like,
but who audits the auditors, bro?
That's only the case. Because that's the thing, bro. Like the big four auditing firms, they normally are across the world. Like what are they? It's KPMG, EY, KPMG, EY. What's the other ones, bro? Jesus.
Tell you now. One of them is, I think it's Ernst.
PwC. Ernst & Young is EY. PwC. And the last one is Deloitte. There we go.
That's right.
There we go, yeah. So these top four auditing firms, like, across the world, bro, they are always involved in scandals because they are the people who are in, like, the companies that are, like, thought to be the best at auditing. So,
yeah.
Governments, like, in South Africa, they had, Eskom was audited by, KPMG, and KPMG... audit report came back and it was like, yo, like, it wasn't, it didn't find a lot of the issues that it was supposed to find, basically.
Well, obviously.
So, yeah, because that's the thing. And then, like, you find out that, oh, this person, like, as they go through, now the auditors need to be audited, or, like, they are being audited. And you find out that this person told that person that, no, you don't have to, you shouldn't include that in the audit, or don't audit that section, or no.
Section,
like,
yeah.
Just manipulation, and the independence of the audit was compromised. And they had to pay
back. So it always is, bro. It always is. Nobody's completely clean.
I think the UK has implemented some new laws. And I think the whole idea of auditing and just like we're talking about corporate governance and like just making sure that there is a system of accountability that works and that makes leaders accountable, that makes executives accountable. I think it's growing, it's still going through its growing pains to get to a point where it cannot, it'll always be manipulated. Things will always be manipulated.
Yeah,
like, I can't always see a world where, like, people, I think sustainable business and sustainable practices is the only salvation in the world that we live in now, where you kind of, like, to summarize it, you kind of put, you force leaders to see that treating the world in an environmentally friendly way, in a socially responsible way, is to their own benefit. You kind of take away this idea that, yo, if you are good for the environment and that kind of thing, then, like, you're a good person. No, this is in your own interest.
Interest, yeah, exactly.
In the long term, you will be seen as a better leader. You will be provided with more funding. You will have more funding because people, like, think about, like, it's a big issue in South Africa. If they had used, and it's most countries, bro, if the money that was available had been used in a way to develop systems, to develop infrastructure, to educate the society, to create jobs, then you would have more people, more educated people who have more money in their pocket. And what do educated people with decent paying jobs, what's the first thing that normally, like, when you don't have to worry about your meals, when you don't have to worry about having a roof over your head and having lights and electricity, when those things are gone, you start becoming, like we are, you start becoming more concerned with your quality of life.
Yeah.
With the environment you live in.
Exactly, the environment, your surroundings, your everything, you know, because exactly. You've got to that stage where you have now.
Yes.
You have food in your mouth, you have clothes on your back, you have a job, you know.
You want
those are the things I'm grateful for every
exactly.
single day, but you want more for yourself and you want exactly. more from your life. So yeah.
In that way you can you become a problem solver for the future. You become a problem solver in your community. You're like, yo, I shouldn't be littering. Like, just a small example. In fact, we all shouldn't be littering. In fact, we should create a system in which we can, what's his name? Recycle. And in that way, the government didn't even have to do it. The community themselves did it because they wanted better for their community. And it just shows, like, at the end of the day, your leadership will be the ones that is like, hey, thank you. Like, you will still be seen, and you're like, I don't know if I make sense, but
you do.
In the end, this will be in the long term better for your, maybe not financially better than stealing, because obviously stealing is lucrative, bro. Looting is lucrative.
Yeah, of course it is.
Use the pun.
Yeah. Exactly, bro.
But yeah, bro. I'm not glad you had it happen to Timmy as well, but.
Nah, but dude, you're glad to not be alone, basically.
Yeah, of course.
Bro. Like, of course.
Remember when I was talking about struggle Olympics at the beginning of the pod, bro? Like,
I don't want
to be alone in this struggle, bro. Like, I'm not trying to say that our corruption is worth it.
You're never alone. Exactly. We'll look for that as people. But just going back to what you said now, I believe that everything good is grassroots driven. Everything that good that can come from the world can never, I truly believe that no good can come from politicians. I'm sorry, that's what I've been fed. I haven't had a good politician besides that one angel of a person who probably isn't an angel, that Jacinda Ardern for New Zealand. I take my fucking hat off to her that I'm not wearing.
Jacinda Ardern. Okay, yeah.
I think she's the Prime Minister of New Zealand. I might be completely mistaken. Let me just have a look because that's why we have internet.
You speak, yeah. I'll have a look.
So I take my hat off to her, and she's like an amazing, yeah,
right.
Politician.
She's the Prime Minister of,
that's right.
of New Zealand. Yeah. Anyway,
the thing she's done is amazing. But besides her, I think politicians are just inherently bad people. And I'm sorry if you have anybody in politics. I'm sorry for listeners if you guys have anybody in politics.
Hey, bro, don't be.
I just
well,
my
be
personal
sorry,
belief.
Be
nah,
better.
Nah, I,
they must be better, bro. They must be better.
They should
it's
be.
Not
bro,
your fault that this is the perception that we have of.
That's
them.
How.
Be
that's
better.
The perception I have. That's just yeah, how I nah, how I know
you,
it
nah.
to be.
I'm with you, bro.
Politicians
you.
Are just inherently bad people. I have friends whose parents or relatives were in politics. I'm not saying they're bad people, but I'm saying just the system is inherently bad. I think it's not. Like, no
you
good
want
can
to
come
have
from
this
it.
Perception clean up the swamp
clean up the fucking clean up your act people
yeah,
shit but
yeah,
let's be honest that shit ain't gonna ever happen, and that's not being a negative, that's just being a realist.
I think
that's not being a pessimist, that's just being a realist.
I get you. I think the system of politics, like Musi Maimane came
broken.
Up with a like and I like it's not the first time that this system of government has been proposed, but more of a coalition. I mean, the ANC had that kind of and still I think I could be mistaken, but they came into power with their coalition with COSATU and the SACP. So it was there the triumvirate of the ANC, COSATU and the SACP, the South African Communist Party, that initially drove the ANC to be the leader of the country. However, I think, and I could be wrong about this, but over time, the ANC has become more isolated in their decision making of the country and their executive powers over the country.
Yeah,
more and more to say, more and more power. Whereas
100,
I think
a
coalition, I mean. I think a coalition government also runs the risk. I mean, something similar to the US, but with more players, with like instead of just two parties looking out for their best interests, maybe a few more parties all having interests in certain realms. Like maybe, like I don't know how to put it exact. I don't know. I'm not a politician, but
more
a sharing of power. And an ease. I mean, technology is at the point where, like, with the click of the button, a click of a button, you can vote. Like, you can, like, with blockchain technology and that kind of shit, it can be set for you to vote on your phone, vote on your laptop, that kind of shit. So, if we have people who, like, as a larger, like, maybe an 8-party government with equal footing that suggest
equal seats in parliament,
something along those lines, where they suggest ways forward. Because I think the big thing, especially in South Africa, is people are way, and I think Thabo Mbeki fucked up in this sense, because he, and I don't want to get too much into detail with this kind of shit, but Thabo Mbeki fucked up because he did not allow the rule of law to take precedence in the country.
T-Boz are fucked up big time.
He fucked up because he decided he's going to step down because his party told him to. And in that moment, the president of the country deferred to his party. And that was that set a bad precedent, because now, from now on, presidents are there. They listen to, once you're voted into presidency, you're voted into presidency by parliament.
Yeah.
You're no longer, you're the leader of your party. But you are first and foremost the leader of the country, and you are first bound to the constitution and the country. So when you now say, "Nah, my party says I must dip, I'm out, deuces," you're showing that your party is above the country. You're putting the party above your country. And that becomes an issue when it gets to
But vote. I think there was pressure as well. There was pressure
for
from
sure,
outside forces
for sure,
as well.
Sure.
Surely,
been...
not just from the party, definitely not.
I mean, these are things that we can theorize about for the rest of our lives, and you know, but I think a great system would work in having more, or let me not say a great system, but I think it would be an interesting system where 8 parties, something like that, 8-9 parties, have their MPs. These MPs suggest ways forward for the country, and we take those suggestions and vote on each suggestion. But at the same time, how would you get buy-in from citizens to continuously vote? Or, and that, because you might find, it would be a very, because trust me, I wouldn't vote if you gave me 30 different things that I must vote on every month, and I gotta research every single one and think about which is the best.
I ain't got time for that.
Maybe it would be good because it would give us more social responsibility.
Would, but you wouldn't do it.
Would I? Maybe you would,
but that's the thing. Your neighbor wouldn't.
Maybe I wouldn't at this point in life because I've never been given that power.
Mm.
And it would still come down to the point of people being like, well, does my vote count?
Exactly.
It's just,
exactly.
Yeah,
but South Africa would benefit from 10 years of communism where everybody's freedom is just taken away completely. And they're just like, hey, you guys have to do this, 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 and this. Everybody gets equal, this, 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 and this. Just shut everybody down, bro. Everybody shut down.
I think you're not wrong, bro. If we had just like, if
communize them motherfuckers, everybody's equal.
Everything from everybody. Everybody. Yeah. Nobody has
everything
wealth
from everybody,
nobody
bro.
Has wealth.
And just all distributed the rich, all the wealth, distributed. Yeah, distributed it to everybody, bro. People in the poorest of... Everybody gets $100 a month salary. That's it.
Yeah. No, not even that. Let's say for 10 years, we run like that. And then after the 10 years, y'all have all been on the same level for 10 years. You're kind of like... Your children have been raised the same as their children. Everybody has the same amount of money in your pockets. No more communism. Do what you gotta do.
Done. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe, bro. Maybe we just solved the South African problem.
I think we just landed on a fucking movie or a book, bro. This is some shit that could work, bro.
Remove this from the party. Nobody can do that.
Editing this out. But my nigga, I can literally kick a chair with you. We said forever. But
yeah, homie, shit, we've been going.
Let's head into my favorite part of the fucking podcast, which is the musical project of the week. And actually, this is the episode that I'm going to rename it. So from here on out, it's the project of the week. I think it's 30 episodes in. Motherfuckers can at this point understand that when I say project, I mean musical project. Because, like, I won't even lie. Sometimes I nyats my listeners, bro. Like, I don't know if they... if they got the
I get you, dog.
So the project of the week from now on. Luca, what you got for me, dog?
Hey, to be honest, RIP Pop Smoke. It's Pop Smoke's Faith, definitely.
Pop Smoke's Faith, his new album.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw it on my Spotify. It was earlier today. I saw it on my Spotify. And but I saw maybe yesterday, I saw an article. Or not even an article, I think it was just a headline. I didn't read too much into it. I read like a little bit. But one of his producers was saying, like, he apologized to Pop Smoke. He thought that Pop Smoke wouldn't have fucked with this album. So when I read that, I was like,
But the amount of producers that produce and co-produce an album now is just...
Yeah. We don't know if this nigga was Pop Smoke's real nigga. Like he knew Pop Smoke.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Well, that's the thing.
I've been enjoying it. Yeah.
That's enough for me personally because I know, like, bro, we go back, bro. Like, bro, do you remember when, what? It was Mortal Technique. It was, what's his name?
Bro, at break time. It was the hip hop
time. Set. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Mortal Technique, bro. Diabolik. Wow.
Dang, we ain't listening to, bro. Eric B and Rakim, like, most deaf.
Constantly going, my like, goodness. Like, coming to, and that was when, like, the internet, like, we were just finally getting, we were getting to a point where you could tell me literally, like, yo, go home and listen to this, and I would go home and steal that off, like, LimeWire or some shit.
And
the next day, I'd be at school, like, yo, dog, I've been bumping this on the sly in class the whole day. Remember that trick where you cut your jersey?
Because you guys can't see what we're doing. So you had your blazer, or your jersey, right? You'd cut a sleeve, cut a little hole in your jersey and put your hand on your chin or your ear, and your speaker, your earphone would go straight through your arm.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Through that little hole in the jersey and into your ear. So yeah, that was wild.
And the old, lady, like
well, I and think UK, the Vit, yeah.
The Vit was the only person who was like, "Hey yo, like stop that bullshit."
Yeah, either oh, I love that motherfucker.
Or you get about to sleep. Or
yeah.
It's either you're about to sleep or you're trying to listen to music because you think you're sick. You think you're the first student who
you come think off you're the, yeah. bullshit.
Nigga, put
nah,
your
shout out to Mr. David.
Nah, shout out to Mr. David. I might use that as a clip.
legend. Shout out to Mr. David. Fucking champion. What a person.
So I'm gonna listen to this album. I've got to run tomorrow, like 10Ks or so. How long is this?
Ooh.
Album?
You're gonna enjoy
perfect,
a run.
Bro. Yeah, this is perfect.
You'll enjoy a run.
This is perfect.
Kanye is dropping, apparently.
Bro, did you listen to his church album?
I hated it.
I didn't listen to it. I refused.
I listened to two songs. I hate everything from Kanye since Graduation. I'm hoping the next album is
gonna
be
wait
good.
A second. So you didn't fuck with Life of Pablo?
Nope.
Really?
None didn't fuck
it.
With Life of Pablo, didn't fuck with Yeezus. I hated it all.
You didn't
all
fuck
of
with
it.
Yeezus.
I hated all of it. No, I hated it. Honest to God.
Wait, 808 and Heartbreak was before Graduation.
No, sorry. Heartbreak's Graduation.
808
so 808, 808, yeah, I fuck with 808 and Heartbreak.
Was that?
I think it was after. I think it was after.
Was that after? Fuck, I'm confused. I can't believe, how do I not know the discography of Kanye? I think it was before.
Because we got better shit to do than no discography.
Yeah, yeah, the order of it. I know the discography.
The fall of Kanye, or should I say the fall of Kanye West? I don't know.
I don't know the order of the shit, but I know that they were there. They were there. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically you're saying you fuck with College Dropout, Late Registration,
yes.
Graduation,
yes.
808
yes.
and Heartbreak. You
don't
yes, wait,
absolutely.
My Beautiful Dark Fantasy? Come on.
Sorry. So. That was where he started to
use me, but I don't
put it as
high as everybody else does. I don't put it as high as like everyone's like, yo, this is the classic greatest album in the world, whatever.
Not even close, it's a dope album.
It's a dope album. But there are some songs that just aren't for me. And for an album to be like top, like really top tier up there for me, I gotta be able to listen to you without skips. Like, you know Lupe, dog. Like, Lupe give you a project,
yeah.
You listen to that shit, no skips. In fact,
no
you
skips.
Can't skip it because you're not gonna understand the album if you skip songs, bro.
Yeah, Cuddy as well.
Cuddy as well, 1,000%.
But, dude, we need to do... So, listen, we need to do another podcast.
Oh, bro, you're coming back here.
About music. We need to do a music podcast. We need to talk about this stuff.
I'm glad to do that, bro. Wait. Okay, so...
We'll talk about this.
We'll talk about this off air because... I won't lie to you,
yes,
bro. I've been wishing I could do a music podcast, but I know some of these motherfuckers that listen to this thing don't give a
who
fuck
about
music.
Who better to do it with?
Yeah, exactly.
And you I'm know my music history.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
anyway.
No. Yeah. And that's the thing, bro. You'll put me on shit that I haven't been listening to. We're doing this. Okay, I'm gonna hit you off air, but this has been fucking dope, bro. Do you have anything to say to these niggas who are listening? Like,
yes,
any,
I do.
Any words of wisdom?
Last
Actually,
words
before
of wisdom.
We even get to last words of wisdom,
this
bro,
motherfucker.
How are you?
Oh shit! I'm dope, homie.
I'm halfway through the podcast, I'm like, God damn it, bro! This nigga ain't told me how he is, bro.
How's life on your side, dog? I'm gonna
good.
Keep it short. We've been going for ages, so I know you're gonna cut it. Nobody's gonna listen to an hour, 3 hour.
Yeah,
podcast,
I'll hit you. What's
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. I'm happy.
I'm
back
that.
At the gym after 4 years.
I'm glad
so
to fucking
training.
I've been seeing this. I can see it, bro.
I can see this nigga.
This nigga looking healthy, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm getting back to where I need to be, and overall, my mental health is good. Happiness is right where it needs to be. Ups and downs, obviously, but yeah, I'm good, homie.
Blessings,
I'm good.
Bro.
Thank you, man.
I'm fucking grateful
Thank
to
you.
Hear that. And we'll kick it over the weekend. I'm gonna call you and we'll catch up off air properly. But words of wisdom. I'm not gonna interrupt.
Yes.
You.
So don't interrupt me now, motherfucker. Words of wisdom, gents. This is for the gents out there. Please look after your mental health. It's a taboo. We didn't touch too much on it. We kept it light. Look after your mental health. Look after yourselves. It's okay. It's okay to be a man and be worried. It's okay to be a man and be stressed. It's okay to be a man and be, you know, scared, upset, depressed, whatever it is. It's okay, gents. You know what I mean? So look after yourself. You need to talk to somebody, find somebody and talk to them. Don't talk to your friends. Organize yourself and go speak to a psychologist, go speak to, because sometimes your friends won't understand. So overall, boys, look after yourselves. Ladies, look after your men. Men, look after your woman. Overall, that is it from that, this
wonderful motherfucker. Those are the best words of wisdom that I've heard on this podcast. And I have been on every episode of this podcast. And I have never said anything so positive, bro. Honestly, bless. I agree with you. I don't even gotta say too much about how much I agree with you. Everything you know. And maybe on the next episode, we'll get into more on that kind of shit. But regardless, it's always fucking dope kicking it with you, my niggas.
Always,
and to
honey.
You all listening. If you're listening up until this point, I really fuck with you. But
yes, me
till too. The next time, I bid you adieu, and I will see you soon.
Peace.